Redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede,
komunistične vede.
Redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede.
Komunistične vede.
Kulturne novičke v glavnem.
V galeriji Kapelica je od včeraj dalje razstavljena instalacija italijanskega umetnika in glasbenika Micheleja Spangera, naslovljena Ad Lib. V novih prostorih Kapelice v četrtem nadstropju Likozarjeve 1 gledalca v zatemnjenem prostoru pričakajo orgle, priklopljene na medicinski respirator. Ko so orgle včeraj ob 8 zvečer v pričo javnosti prvič vdihnile ljubljanski zrak, je takoj postalo jasno, da je poglavitni aspekt umetniške instalacije zvok. Ta vtis dodatno podkrepljuje dejstvo, da instalacija nima spremnega teksta, pač pa je poleg nje razstavljena glasbena partitura, ki obiskovalce vabi, da respirator obravnavajo kot glasbenika, ki igra na orgle. O dolgem in zagonetnem procesu izdelave nekaj besed pove avtor Michele Spangero.
So the work is titled Ad Lib and it's made with a pipe organ connected to a medical machine, an automatic pulmonary ventilator, and it is pretty much it. So it's an organ played by a medical machine, usually used to help breathing to people that are ill. The first idea that I had for this work, it was in 2010, and it took me almost 6 years to make it like I wanted, because the core of the work was to make the medical machine work exactly as it would have worked on a patient. So without any modification, without any circuit bending or whatever. So since these machines are very technological, because they are life-saving machines, so they have a lot of sensors and alarm triggers to inform you if the patient is not responding. So the most difficult thing was to trick the machine to make it work as if the organ was a human being.
Kot je bilo mogoče slišati v ozadju posnetka, slikajo Spangereve orgle v razstavnem prostoru zvočno krajino, ki hkrati spominja na sakralni in bolnišnični kontekst, saj se orgelski toni prepletajo zvoki sikanja cevčic respiratorja. Če tudi nas danes ob omembi besede respirator večina najprej pomisli na COVID, Spangerejevo delo ni ozko vezano na epidemijo. Kot nam je povedal sogovornik, želi z umetniško postavitvijo zastaviti širše vprašanje o etičnosti umetnega podaljševanja življenja. To je razvidno tudi iz notnega zapisa, v katerem se osrednji del, ki označuje obdobje, ko je respirator prižgan, ponavlja ad libitum. Njegovo trajanje ni vnaprej določeno, temveč prepuščeno samovolji glasbenika oziroma v tem primeru zdravnika. S tem je avtor želel izpostaviti težo odločitve za vklop ali izklop respiratorja.
So the idea was about working on the euthanasia and, you know, the responsibility on the people who turn on this medical machine and who is going to stop the medical machine, to turn it off, which means let the people die. So this was my first drive to create an artwork that was a metaphor for this question. Who turns on, who turns off this medical machine and therefore a life? And with COVID, the meaning of the work did not change, but I can say that probably it added a new meaning. So it became sort of a soundtrack of the COVID, because I've been in the pneumological parts of the hospitals before COVID. and you could hear lots of this machine working. So somehow this is a sort of a, the idea is to create a Requiem machine. And during COVID, this Requiem machine somehow became the soundtrack of our times. But of course, it was not meant to be for COVID. COVID simply happened.
Kot že rečeno, instalacija nima spremnega besedila in tudi na otvoritvi umetnik obiskovalcem ni razložil svojega dela. Tako je bilo obiskovalcem za spremembo prepuščeno, da o njem kontemplirajo sami. Da odpirajo vprašanje etičnosti evtanazije je povsem očitno že na podlagi gole materialnosti Spangerjevih orgel. Avtorja smo vprašali, zakaj se mu zdi problematiko evtanazije smiselno odpirati na tako splošni ravni, glede na to, da je vsak klinični primer poseben. Ali na vprašanje evtanazije sploh obstaja enovit odgovor? Spangero nam odgovarja.
The real big questions in our lives are very broad, like what's the meaning of life, what are we here for, and whatever. I think that if you start digging, all the great art is asking the same questions. What are we here for? What is the meaning of life? So, I'm not saying that this is great art, but this is what I try to say, you know, to raise the question for which I don't have an answer. So I'm not giving you an answer. Just every time I see the work, I'm receiving the question that I myself created. So I don't know, but yeah, of course, if you go to the specific of the clinical situation, every situation is different. It must be decided differently, but the question is still is, where is the limit?
To what?
To technology and to, I mean, how much technology can affect life, or how can life can be affected by technology?
Instalacija je na ogled vsak delovni dan do 7. februarja. Kulturne novice pa zaključujemo z izjavo obiskovalke galerije, ki nam je zaupala svojo refleksijo o videnem.
Mislim, ne vem, meni se zdi, pač, ne vem, najbolj cenim pri delu, pač to odlako začutiš in mislim, itak ti iz svojih vlastnih izkušenj gradiš pomen dela, tudi če mogoče pomen dela tega umetnika pač se razlikuje od svojega, ampak se to je, mislim, lepota umetnosti, da ima vsak svoj pogled in svoje izkušnjo in daje k delu. Ker za ena dela je pač rabiš vseeno neko idejo, vzadjo jo moš vse razumeti, mislim, lažje je, nekatera dela pa pač sem čutiš.
Kulturne novice je spisal vajenec Ivan.